Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everybody.
Happy Throwback Thursday.
Hope you're having a wonderful week. It's the humidity of summer is still raining down upon us.
For a second there, we thought summer was over, and then they were like, knock, knock, who's there? Summer, we're back again. Hi.
The Donna Summer musical?
That's right. The revival's happening already.
Wow, we've moved fast.
One Donna Summer production's not enough.
No, we need 20 of them going on. In fact, a perfect world would be if they took every Broadway theater, and every theater was playing the Donna Summer musical.
Yeah.
Hey, 20 more LaChanzes, I'd be a happy man.
You know what? I'll give you that. Yeah. Right? In fact, I would like to see like all the LaChanzes over time. Like when I saw her in Ragtime or LaChanze in Color Purple or LaChanze, you know, all of the different like eras of LaChanze. I'd be okay with that. I'd watch that
like
musical.
Like a LaChanze retrospective.
Yes, LaChanze musical. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I kind of want to go back to the era of, do you remember like you were there? I was going to ask you about the original production of HMS Pinafore.
I remember it well. Doily Cart production.
First of all, they trusted a guy named Doily Cart. That's their first problem.
You never know.
None of them were suspicious. What's your name?
They were like, Doily. Oh, that's, hey, you want to team up? We can like put on a show together. It'd be great.
Doily Cart.
Mm-hmm.
Doily Cart.
Hey, it worked. Man, they toured all over the world. They were like, you know, they started the whole copyright a little bit. You know, they wanted to make, because at the turn of the century, you know, people would just go to London, hear the productions, and then like race off to New York and put on a production without any, you know, paying the original writers and everything. And they bridged that gap.
I just want Doily Cart to have gone to Equity and them to be like, you need to pick another name. We already have a Doily Cart here.
That happened to me, actually. There was a Kevin Thomas, and that's why I'm Kevin David Thomas. And I just was like, oh, gosh, it's so like three first names, really? But my names.
Oh, how 90s of you. Kevin David Thomas, Sarah Uried Barry, and Debbie Shapiro Gravid are all going to appear.
Jason Robert Brown.
Are all going to be in the musical Three. God bless that.
I like that musical. Wait a minute. They did that at Prince Music Theater. Hal Prince was a part of it, I believe. There was John Bocchino had a musical. Robert Lindsay Nassif. Remember him? They wrote like Elliot Ness in Cleveland. It was one of the other musicals.
You're making up titles. Yeah.
No, are you talking about the musical Three?
Yeah. What are you talking about? The same thing? Were you talking about the same thing?
Yeah. The three musicals.
Yeah.
And like the title was like the number.
Yeah.
Three,
and one of them, like, and the Lawnmower Man's in one of them, right? Not the Lawnmower Man, the Lawn Chair.
And that was written by?
Jason Robert Brown?
No. Nassif, Nassiff. Jesus Christ, you make me think like I don't know what I'm talking about, but I know exactly what I'm talking about.
I am just trying to get further information because I did not see Three. I'm sorry.
I did not, but I have the cast recording, and I enjoyed it. Because think about it. We don't really have – like name me another – like I'm going to tie this in with what we saw today. We saw two one-act monologues on Broadway, Sea Life and Seawall and A Life.
No, we saw three monologues today. We saw – A Seawall, A Life, and Yenta's arguing in the theater.
The retired party ladies from the 70s are all grown up. And let me tell you, you go to a matinee on Broadway, and I'm telling you, there is a bigger show going on in the audience than there is on stage oftentimes.
Kevin, before you ask your question, let us just tell our listeners what we had to sit through today. First of all, the play is beautiful. I thought the play was beautiful. I'll give you my review first because I'm talking. I thought the play was absolutely beautiful. Jake Gyllenhaal's performance was fabulous.
Unreal.
I had a really good time, except for the fact Kevin and I were sitting next to all these. Okay, first of all, Yentas, God love you. You all get to the theater 2 hours before the curtain even opens. That's the first thing. And I know you did a dry run the night before to make sure you were getting to the theater on time. I know how this works. So you all get there with that purple hair rinse in your hair, because you all have the same purple hair rinse, and you all have an iPhone that has 400 apps on it, and then when they say turn off your phone, I don't know how to turn it off. How did you download the 400 apps, but you don't know how to turn the phone off?
I almost leaned over, and I was like, sir, I can help you. Like, let me just,
to help.
Please, don't let it go off.
Kevin got there before I got there, and you said you had problems with them in lines, because there's two lines the theater. Tell us.
Well, you go to the box office, and then you can just kind of – by the way, I love the Hudson Theater. It's a beautiful – it's the oldest theater on Broadway, 1903. It's awesome. It's beautiful, whatever. So you go into the box office, and then you don't have to go back outside again. You just, like, feed into the line that they scan your ticket. Well – the line was not going fast enough out of the box office, and the ladies and gentlemen behind me were like, what line are we going in? Is it over here? What are they doing? Why are they scanning them first? 10 seconds. I just moved over to the other line. They followed me. Well, then they decided to start scanning the people from the box office. Now why are they scanning them? This is a mess. This is awful. This is no organization. And you're like, no, everyone's going to get in. It's like getting on a plane. Everyone's going to get on. Everyone's going to get off. It's going to be okay. And we're talking – I'm not talking like a couple of minutes. I'm just talking 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
You're all fine. Everybody calm down.
Oh, my God. It was such a production.
So we get in there, right?
And then,
okay, so once again, Yentas, now you're all in half an hour. You're sitting there for 30 minutes. At this point, this would be a really good idea in these 30 minutes while you're talking about your nephew and your nieces who never call you anymore. And after spending an hour in the theater with you, I understand why they're not calling anymore. This is a perfect time for you to unwrap said Ricolas, said Kit Kat bars, and said pills that you need to take. Okay.
This isn't new.
You knew. So why is it then at 2:07 when he's up there doing a monologue about like a baby dying, you're sitting there and you're like, time to uncrinkle my Ricola.
Slowly as possible. Slowly.
Okay. Here's what you're going to do. If you got out that Ricola, you're now going to have the balls to rip that thing as loud as you possibly can in one fell swoop. You can't go halfway with me. I want to rip that Band-Aid off. You just rip that tag right open, and you go right into there. But don't you dare do that slow unwrap, because that's what I had for this whole fucking monologue.
Oh, I know. It's like the gentleman, the older gentleman who has to cough every 5 minutes. He just has one big aggressive cough. Fine. He doesn't slowly cough for 10 seconds. No, just disrupt it.
I want you to do me a favor. When you're sitting home alone for 3 hours, I want you to count how many times you actually cough. I'll give you the number. Zero. You cough zero times unless you have a cold. Suddenly, we get in there, and everyone's got avian bird flu all of a sudden. All of a sudden, it's a cacophony of coughs. And it's always like they know, like, I'm going to wait to the most quietest moment where the actor is having, like, a deep interest.
No, and it's always like, you know,
and why are you coughing? You just unwrapped 20 cough drops. Why are you coughing?
Hey, who are those old guys over your left shoulder? What are their names?
That's Statler and Waldorf from the Muppets.
Yeah, that's us right now. That is us right now talking about our experience.
But you know what, Kevin? I don't think I didn't tell you this. The woman in front of me was eating popcorn. First of all, I'm sorry, the Hudson Theater, you shouldn't be selling popcorn to people.
No other Broadway theater.
It's not helping.
A big thing of popcorn and a bottle of champagne to take to your seat with you.
Oh my God. At one point, one of the characters revealed like something really deep, and there was like this dead silence, and all of a sudden I heard because she was pouring herself a fucking refill. Did I tell you the woman asked the usher, can I get more ice?
What are we at, Rock of Ages? Are you kidding me?
I didn't tell you that. I forgot to tell you that. What?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God! Oh yeah, I have someone staying with me. Sorry,
okay. I was like, what the fuck?
Kevin thinks I'm nuts because I just did like a wave to one.
Yeah, you still just like,
the usher comes down at intermission. It's like, hey, everybody, don't forget, turn off your cell phones. Really important is your turn on your cell phones. And the woman raises her hand. She goes, can I get more ice for my drink?
That's what she was asking. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Then the popcorn lady wouldn't stop eating the popcorn. And this guy kept shooting her like those dirty, like passive aggressive looks. And she kept looking at him like, what are you going to do about it? And I was like, you know what? She's kind of right.
I paid because my ticket.
They gave her the popcorn.
They offer it. Yeah, they offer it. Hey, but that being said, the production was wonderful. I really got thought it was beautiful. I thought Jake Gyllenhaal. It didn't distract. I've had worse experiences at matinees in the theater. You know,
I've had worse experiences in the theater. I'm like, well, that's for this show.
No, because like this was just two monologues back to back. It was built in that we were going to be disturbed. Like, I knew that I was going to get annoyed at some point because there's no musicals. There was nothing to amplify the ambient sound around me to dull it a little bit.
And
I think
they were doing it acoustically. Is that correct? Or
no, they were mic'd. They were mic'd.
They were body mic'd?
I guarantee it. There was no way that they were talking like that. You can tell when you're in a theater and there's no mic, there's no amp. You could still hear them a little bit from the stage. We were in the what they call the dress circle, which is really the mezzanine.
Well, kudos to that sound designer because it was to me it felt seamless.
It was just enough. I think it was Daniel Kruger who did
Marvelous.
He did Oklahoma, which is almost exactly the same thing. So it really makes sense that that they would use him for that. But it was just enough. It wasn't overamplified, but they definitely had help. Because there was one moment when he went upstage, he was facing upstage. If you were in a theater and there was no microphone, the sound never changed.
I could have projected. It was awesome.
Oh, going back to my original question. So other than – I was thinking of, you know – shows that are like we were joking about the musical Three, that was three one acts with all different composers, all different teams, same actors throughout the piece. Apple Tree, same thing, three musicals. You know, I'm trying to think of other productions that were one acts shows with strung together themes, perhaps like these two monologues today were by two different playwrights, but by the end of the piece. You could feel the journey that the two were connected by. You know, I mean, this idea that we're all together. We all got pain. Everyone's going through something, and it doesn't make it not real. But blah blah blah. The theater piece that we saw today is really wonderful, folks. You should check it out if you can. But I'm just thinking of other musical because I know that they thought The Apple Tree would be everyone would do this, you know, and this would be big, you know. And
these little one-act musicals.
Yeah, because it's a great way to – and Apple Tree is the same songwriting team. It's not even three different songwriters. Like, I'm trying to think.
Does John and Jen count?
No, because it's Andrew Lippa and it's they are connected because it's Jen and then she names her son John after her brother. So first act is her and her brother. Second act is her and her son.
You're talking about like two totally separate –
I'm talking about like
that are just in one evening, two separate bills. Yes.
Oh yeah, like the lawn chair man and the musical Dancing by John McKino,
Would you count Contact?
No.
So
no.
Maybe just the Apple Tree.
Though.
It's a good. Hey, if we're gonna get
one, it's kind of cool. I just think it's kind of interesting that more people haven't tried that either.
Audiences. You know, help us, listeners.
I'm curious. Have you seen, you know, and I'm not talking like Mad Woman of Central Park West, where it's like all different songwriters, but it's still like strung together with this, you know,
with Phyllis Newman on a bed.
And yelling at her daughter to stop bothering her. I'm trying to do something right now. Get out of here.
I hope thousands and thousands of years from now, when aliens land on this planet and they're like, what were the 70s like? All they have is the PBS copy of the Mad Woman of Central Park West to give them an idea of what 70s transcendent. Mentalism, get in touch with my inner self is like.
Indeed. Oh my gosh.
That's amazing. Okay, cool.
Not a favorite thing. Yep.
No, not a favorite. It was a favorite thing.
Man, it was it? Oh, yeah, you Park did have West that. Was a favorite right, thing. I watched it because of you.
Because she sings better in it. One of my favorite songs.
Like the Ed Cleveland better?
Yeah.
I've been rich, I've been poor, rich is better.
Look at you making choices.
Hey.
Kevin gave me full-on acting beats. It was amazing.
So, you know, when there's a class act, you've got to go full out.
You got to go full out, folks. Full out, and I love that. I'm trying to think if I've seen anything else. Well, I saw Betrayal. but it doesn't open until tomorrow. So I don't want to talk about a show that's still in previews.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't know why Marlon Brando just felt like he couldn't talk about something still in previous.
Take the cotton out of your mouth, Rob. Take the cotton out of your mouth.
You know what I can do the next time I see you? If you give me an orange wedge, like an orange slice, I can do Marlon Brando dying in The Godfather.
Wow.
Have you seen The Godfather, right?
Of course. Yeah, it's classic.
But do you know at the end where he like puts like the orange in his mouth and like is like tries to make his grandson laugh and he like has a massive heart attack and dies? Spoiler alert, by the way. Yeah, right. If you haven't seen The Godfather, that's how he dies in an orange field. I don't know what else to tell you. That I can do that really well.
Okay. Wow. Special skill. Put that on.
Can I put that on as a special skill? Marlon Brando dying in The Godfather?
No.
Why not? Let's... Can I put my big boy from Dick Tracy impression on there?
I do love the big boy impression.
Thank you. I'm pretty well. No, I haven't showed you the one that I do where he's like he finds.
Oh, you forgot to show me today.
Well, yeah. I didn't think it was an appropriate time and during the two monologues about grief to be like, hey, anyone here remember Dick Fair. Tracy?
Yeah. Show of hands. Anybody?
Show of hands.
Laptop, mumbles.
Get your
lips fanless. No.
Remember when we talked last week about the blank action figure? I found a YouTube video
Rob
to show Kevin.
If like 14-year-old Kevin had seen that, all these years, Rob, I had no idea that the mask actually came off the action figure.
Okay, so if you haven't seen the movie Dick Tracy, folks, I'm going to give you another spoiler. This podcast should just be called Spoiler today. Because so folks, in the Dick Tracy movie, which is genius if you've never seen it, there's a villain known as the Blank, who's a man that has literally no face, no eyes, no nose, no mouth, no nothing. It's terrifying. And at the end of the movie, it's revealed that the Blank is actually Madonna.
Spoiler.
And the Blank is not her acting style. It's actually the name of her character. And so so what happens is at the end of the movie, like they rip her mask off and there's Madonna underneath. Well, for us,
you're like, oh my gosh, what?
You're like, it was Madonna. It wasn't Mandy Patinkin. Because he's also in the movie.
Totally.
So they came with these Dick Tracy action figures, and the Blank was the hardest one to find. So I found a YouTube video. First of all, the cheapest one available now is like $2,500. So who's paying money for that? But when you rip the doll, when you take the doll has a mask on it, and when you take the mask off the doll, it's Madonna's face underneath it. Kevin and I did not know that until we saw the video, so it was a very exciting moment for both of us. And this probably explains why I have no friends.
I was going to say, we just did a nice non sequitur into like the other nerdy world that we both love and live in is some toys from the 1980s, which I still collect G.I. Joe. So thank you.
Oh, G.I. Did you see someone wants to do G.I. Joes where they take the weapons away and he's just doing yoga poses?
Shut your
face. I swear to you. There's no joke. That's not a joke. I swear to you. That's not a joke.
That is really, really
it's
funny.
It's like G.I. Joe in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Lotus position.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
So,
and I have all those Dick Tracy figures. I've got to take a picture and show you all of them.
Do you have the Blank?
Crazy. No, I looked everywhere as a kid for the Blank. I knew even as a kid 20 years ago that this was the hardest figure to find.
I think one day, just to really piss you off, I'm going to buy that doll of the Blank and have him sitting on my Angel recording and just be like, come
get
it.
I have Angel now.
Oh, yeah, then I can't. I can't rub this in your face anymore. Fine. Fine. Hey, I heard you had a favorite thing. Do you have a favorite thing?
Let's do it. Yeah, let's go our favorite thing. I have a really random one. And this is
Mine is random but kind of amazing.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Same from me, too. Okay. And, you know, I'm sure by now you have people reaching out to you saying, hey, Kevin, Rob, you know, what about this? What about this? What about this? And I write everything down and I check it all out and I vet them all. But our good friend Kevin Daly, you know, he just don't want to throw anything out there. It's got to be my favorite thing. Well, our good friend Kevin Daly brought this YouTube channel to light for me, and it has kind of rocked my world. Absolutely fascinating. This is what you're going to do, folks. You're going to go to YouTube. You're going to type in something very specific. It feels like a secret code, but it will lead you to where we want to go. You're going to type in the letters A as in apple, I as in ice, period, R as in red. So A-I-R, but the period goes between the I and the R. And then you're going to type the word broadcasting. So it's A-I period R broadcasting. What's going to happen is you're going to see two very sweet-looking older folks channel. And it only says air when you click it. And you've got to scroll down, and you've got to scroll down other stuff and be like, that's not the broadcasting thing, but go to the channel itself, and you're going to see John Cullum, the great Broadway actor, and his wife, Emily Frankel, and you're going to find their channel, which is AIR Broadcasting. And what this is, folks, is John Cullum and his wife. She's definitely the host, and it is their vlog. Basically, there are literally hundreds of videos of them. They are no longer than 8 minutes, no shorter than 5 minutes. So you just pick and choose. Do not go in order. Just look around. It is just them talking. And she always has like a little theme, always like a little something to talk about. It could be something as little as like, what do you do all day? How do you keep busy? What do you do when you're unemployed? Everything. We're talking hundreds in hundreds of videos. They go back 10 years. They release like one every month or every 2 weeks. Now, I'll remind, you know, listeners, long-term listeners, you guys know John Cullum. He's a legendary actor on Broadway. He started in 1960 in Camelot. He was on A Clear Day in 65. He was in 1776. Shenandoah got him a Tony Award in 74 on A Clear Day, all the way up through like Urinetown, which I saw him in 2002. I saw him in August Osage County as the opening monologue, you know, the grandfather. I saw him in 110 in the Shade, that revival with your mentor, Lonnie Price. I saw him in Scottsboro Boys twice. He was just in Waitress 2 years ago. So the man is, he's 89 years old. He was born in 1930. He's been married to his wife since 1959. That is 60 years that they've been together.
That's beautiful.
Are so freaking cute in these videos. Some of the titles, and you can literally search. I pick one that I think looks interesting and I'll click it. And then it's fascinating. The beautiful thing is that these are here forever. I mean, ostensibly, they're never going to go away. We're always going to know what it was like for him to work in the business, for them to know what it was like, for us to know what it was like to be an artist in this world, even an octogenarian, and what that is like in the year, 2019. So some titles that they have: John Cullum and Madeline Kahn playing a transvestite, John Cullum on Hal Prince, John Cullum on the red carpet, revisiting the musical Shenandoah, On a Clear Day, in quotes, madness. Advice to young actors, one night stands. It's just a really, there's so much to find. There's so much information out there. You know, some of it is like, you'll watch the first couple seconds, you'll be like, I'm okay. I don't need to know what he has for breakfast. Skip, go to the next one. You know, I'm not saying every single one is like, you know, gold, but they are a fascinating glimpse. It's what a vlog really should be. You know, it's a video blog, and it's just the capturing a little bit of their life. But I had no idea for 10 years that they'd been doing this for this long. I'd never seen it, never knew any. And some of it, I mean, at most they have like 200 views, 300 views. We're not talking, you know, but it's for a fan of musical theater.
We're going to get those numbers up to 301,
who
folks.
Who appreciates John Cullum, the work he's done, and his wife. She's an author, and she was a dancer. But their chemistry is lovely. They are very sweet. They're really human. It's definitely a glimpse into what it is to be an artist, a working career artist. And I think it's a great glimpse into that. So I would highly – I would just check them out. And if you want to interact with her, she's on Twitter at EM as in M and then Talkery, T-A-L-K-E-R-Y, M Talkery. She's on Twitter. You can talk to Emily. And I just check it out. So this is AI period R Broadcasting. You can check out the life and times and information and fun of John Cullum.
I rise again. I close
molasses
the iron door.
Rum.
Oh, that's the other one you're going to do? I love that.
I don't know.
I was going
to. Don't be the bunny.
I was going to sing from On a Clear Day. If anyone among us had an inkling or a clue.
What's the Shenandoah? Do a Shenandoah.
All I know is Freedom, and that's not the song he sings. Yeah. Freedom. Wow. Okay, never mind. Sorry, nobody wants to hear
it. Next to loving, I like fighting, I like fighting.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah, that's always, I always love that when they get like nine guys from Flaming Saddles to come in and sing a song about next to loving, I love fighting. So it's.
I know, and then they're going to go Best Little Whorehouse in Texas as the football players, and that always comes across really.
I'm an Aggie. Well,
let's go to the whorehouse.
God help us all. Hey, you know what I forgot to mention really quickly? You know what I did yesterday? I went to this week we have Robbie Rizel as a guest. And
we do.
He's going to be our guest next week to talk about the musicals. And I went to his show last night, Tuesdays at 54 with Robbie Rizel. It was a blast. Yeah. Former guest Julia Murney was there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She sang a wonderful rendition of And the World Goes Round. Guys, if you get the chance to come to New York, go see this show. It's absolutely hysterical. It was only $15. They have a –
can't beat it.
You cannot – you literally –
you're never going to go see anything in that venue for 15 bucks,
and
you know.
And you get to see the one and only Diva Robbie live and in person.
That's right.
And on stage at the Winter Garden Theater, Diva Robbie for one night only. His opening act will be Shirley Bassey. I don't know why. My favorite thing this
really
week.
Bassy.
I don't know why.
Yes, and you. Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
it was either going to be Shirley Bathy.
Lena Horne. Opening up.
Lena Horne. She's back.
Russell Beck.
And better than before. She's going to sing Stormy Weather.
Twice.
I think, yes, that's kind of a genius thing. I kind of think I missed my calling in life. I should have been like one of those old 30s announcers. I think I just was born in the wrong era. I was born too soon and I started too late. That's why I did it.
Bobby.
Thank you. Thank you. That was from Gypsy. Thank you all.
What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is, okay, folks, I realized if you love musical theater, flops. There, I said the word. I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to say
lesser
flops.
Lesser known.
Yes. Then you are going to love what I'm about to lay on all of you.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Okay. So there is a brilliant man. His name is Tom Judson. Tom Judson is probably best known today for one of two things. In the theater world, he's the musical director for Charles Busch, the great, fabulous, wonderful Charles Busch. Before that, Tom was a guy named Gus Maddox, who was one of the most prolific gay pornography actors working about 10, 15 years ago. He's also the author of, you'll see, he's also the author of a wonderful book called Laid Bare, B-A-R-E, about his time in the world of the adult entertainment industry. But thank God for all of us, he also loves flop musicals. He loves them so much, folks. He has created a company called Tom's Trendy Tees. One more time, folks. That's Tom's, T-O-M-S, Trendy Tees, T-E-E-S. If you go to Tom's Trendy Tees, which is on Etsy.com, E-T-S-Y.com, you are going to see that he sells 228 types of T-shirts. Now, what are on these T-shirts, you might ask? He has 95 flop musicals as T-shirts. And they're all $24.99 each. You can get such show shirts as Pleasures and Palaces, Rockabye Hamlet.
Oh, my God. We're really going there.
Grind.
Wow.
Tovarich, The Rink, and my personal favorite, Sarah Vaugh. Now, I bought a shirt from Tom about a year ago, and it was a Golden Rainbow T-shirt. Golden Rainbow.
Oh.
This shirt, guys, it's incredibly comfortable, and I have washed it repeatedly, and it's still like amazingly fresh. Like it's not like the lettering fades away or anything. These shirts,
it's like an infomercial.
I feel like Cher should come out.
You're really like talking about now. Great shipping and handling.
Not only does he have these Broadway flop T-shirts, and once again, guys, 95 different Broadway musical flops are available for purchase. They're only $24.99 each. He also has a couple of other like movie ones. One is for the UBS network, for our network fans out there, was the logo for the network. And I'm going to send one at you, Kevin, and tell me what this is from. What is Vera Charles in Midsummer Madness from?
Is that the musical that Vera is in MAME?
You're so close. It's the play that Vera is in Anti-Mame.
I'm so sorry. Sorry,
so Anti-Mame. It literally, sure, this is Vera Charles in Midsummer Madness. If you
so wildly
if you want to feel, look, I love a niche joke, and this is so niche and it's so perfect. So I want you all to go over to Tom's Trendy Tees. That's on Etsy. One more time. Tom's Trendy Tees on Etsy. Get yourself one of these Broadway flop t-shirts and take a photo of you wearing it and send it to Kevin and I. I just ordered a whole bunch today, and while I was ordering, I was like, why have we not talked about this? Because this is kind of incredible. And can we just admit there were a lot of great flop musicals that had brilliant, beautiful key art?
Oh,
and then no one is ever going to get to see.
Like, gorgeous posters, absolutely stunning art. Exactly right.
If you look at the key art for Rockabye Hamlet, it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. So, well, said no one ever till now.
Till this moment that you and wow. I are in right now. So anyway, that is my favorite thing. Go check out Tom's work.
Wow. Good job, Tom. Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks, Tom. So I'm not getting anything free for this, by the way. I'm just
I believe you.
Just as I'm wearing like a Sarah Pot t-shirt.
You've got your angel t-shirt.
Angel
on.
Is one of the ones you can buy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they come in small, medium, large,
so
extra
here's
large.
My question, Tom. Can you put these now that there might be some young parents out there with children who are newborns, and boy, would I love a onesie with this stuff on it. Are you kidding me? Tom, like golden rainbow, and he's got like on a little onesie. This is my life now as I think of these things, but it's true. Like, you know, my good friend Jill had a baby, and she had a onesie that she got off of Etsy that says eat, drink, poop, listen to show tunes, and that's, oh my God, well, I want that. So actually, I don't even I want that t-shirt.
That's just for you. You want to wear that. That's for you. Yeah, so mine is Tom's Trendy Tees, and you are?
AIR Broadcasting YouTube channel to check out John Cullum and his wife, Emily Frankel. Their vlog.
I love a vlog.
Vlog.
Great. Then we will make sure to tune in on Monday, because on Monday you're going to hear Kevin, Robbie, and I discuss the upcoming Broadway musicals.
I think we do.
Yeah, we know that. We were a couple of drinks in at that point.
I really tried to keep things on topic.
Kevin really did. Kevin came in with a fucking list, and he has a cute little map that he does where it's like he like puts like the theaters all on a grid.
All right.
It's adorable.
I do.
He did that, and I had a couple of too many Seagrams, and I just don't know what happened. I'm sorry.
No, you guys literally are so funny that I can't even keep up. I'm just like audience member. I am an audience member happily. I am not saying that I am Rob, you are so funny. You're so fast and quick-witted that it is shot. There's so many times where I'm like, Robbie, how does he come up with this stuff so fast? Like you're like, I should be in a 1930s radio announcer. No, you should be like on SNL. You should be on like a comedy troupe where it's like, you should be in what's the hip hop rap thing that's coming to Broadway. You should
freestyle.
Supreme. Because you're so quick, and it always is almost always funny. Like
almost.
Well, nobody's almost. Funny all the time. Like, but like your track record is pretty damn good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
so
anyway,
I have nothing funny to say now. That's always great. Someone's like, "Hey, you're really funny."
Good. Ha ha! I got him.
I'm tongue tied.
And we thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And let us know what you think when you check out our favorite things.
Yeah, and go and buy. I want to see you either wearing one of Tom's shirts or next to a screenshot of John Cullum.
Post yourself in a Tom's Trendy Tee with you and John Cullum and his wife.
And if you can get the real
how's
John Cullum and his wife,
hey, kudos.
Then you get free potato skins on me from TGIF, and I'll probably eat all the potato skins before they get to the table. You're not getting anything. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
All right, till next time.
See you next week, everyone.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.